There's an interesting story this morning about whether or not a new DNA test could actually help set out a diet for people, a healthy diet, whether there's a way to measure how different people's genes react to different foods.
Yeah, this would be a very difficult thing to do. I read this particular story. There wasn't much in it with regards to how accurate the test was, that is, how sensitive it was, telling you that whether you have this gene, actually, will it actually mean that you're going to have a particular problem? And so some people in this particular article said that they learned that they were more sensitive to salt, that their DNA doesn't agree with salt, whatever that means, and that they're going to make changes on that. Well, I think it's a little too early to do something like that. We're making certain assumptions, or they're making certain assumptions with regards to this type of testing. They're thinking that A leads to B. That is, if I make this particular change and I have a gene that may be associated with a particular disease, and even that is still up in the air, that somehow this, over the long term, if I sustain these changes for whatever time is required, I'll somehow reduce my risk of a particular disease. But in genetics, A does not necessarily lead to B. There are multiple factors in a person's life that can either throw certain switches on, a certain combination of switches that can lead to a genetic predisposition to that disease, or can do all kinds of things and not necessarily cause those switches to turn on and off. We do know that certain foods help promote, obviously help promote a person's health and maintain their health, but it's not at the stage yet where you can go in and do a test and say, oh, you're sensitive to salt, or you should be having more vitamin C, or you should be taking this more and more of this mineral. It really isn't at that state at all, and it may take decades before that even comes to fruition. And even then, you're also making an assumption that by doing this test, you're going to change someone's behavior. And you and I know, Mark, that you can give tests nowadays that will tell you have an increased risk for diabetes, or that you have diabetes, or that you have heart disease, and that still doesn't change people's behavior. So I don't know how this test is going to fit into that with regards to altering behavior, even preventing disease.
Is it possible, though, that different people respond differently to different foods at a genetic level? Is that, I mean, I realize we may not learn more about it for years, but is it possible that some people do need a different diet from others, that there isn't one standard healthy diet, that it could be different based on your genetic makeup?
Well, that's making, again, an assumption that a particular variable in the food, a particular nutrient, is going to make a difference. And what we do know is that our body's extremely complex, and that to assume that one particular diet or the combination of variables in that diet is going to make a difference for one person versus another, it's possible, but we can't isolate one variable. And when we're talking about a diet, Mark, obviously it refers to thousands of different chemical compounds, thousands of different nutrients. The combinations and permutations of designing a diet like that, you end up with literally billions of different combinations. So to say that a particular DNA test will point you towards a specific nutrient out of the hundreds of thousands that you could potentially combine into your diet makes it extremely difficult to sort of say this diet will work for you, because then you're choosing not just one food, you're choosing a whole bunch of things. And it's a huge nonlinear type of system. It doesn't go from one to the other. And even if you make those changes, even if you do have those genes, there's still no guarantee that that's going to make a difference, because there likely are other environmental factors that we're exposed to that may counter that or potentially promote, but we just don't know. It's too complex a system to just have this particular test and for someone to say, as they have in this, that somehow it's going to affect a person's health in a positive way over the long term. It's just too complex.
Okay, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.